Hello.
Hi, John. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Wiki Moderators. Remember we spoke the last time?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. I've
Hi
been
there. How are
expecting your
you?
call.
Yes.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so John, did you evaluate the options?
Yeah, I was looking at the list that you sent over, and although we do have a PR company that could do it, I'm assuming you wanted to call me to let me know that you guys could probably also have a service like that.
Yes, we can certainly do that from our end as well because, in the Wikipedia business, and we have all these vendors available to the platforms where the articles are going to go live. So we directly reach out to them in order to have any publications done. And in against that, we
And
pay them an amount. So what is it that we can
right, and
possibly do from your end?
yeah, so well, let me ask you this. It's a guarantee that you'll be able to get all basically all the content from our Wikipedia draft, and if there are any resources that are, I guess, invalid for Wikipedia, there is a way we can make sure that all the contents are reflected and that they're accepted, basically. So
Yes.
I guess what I'm asking for, yeah, I guess what I'm asking for is, well, first, obviously, cost, and then second, you guys will be able to guarantee that every single content on the Wikipedia draft that we have currently will be able to be published without omitting anything, right? If we go that route.
Of course. That guarantee is already there. See, when we come to you with a requirement, that means that if the requirement is fulfilled, it is 100% guaranteed assurance that we are providing you that once we fulfill this, there will be no hassle moving forward. So all the content that's there on your Wikipedia draft will stay out there. All right. And of course, the reason why we are working on these credible sources is to provide backlinking references for that particular content, right? So all of the sections need to be covered respectively on the individual articles. So I want to ask you this. Which option do you prefer the most? I mean, there were three, and I believe we had a discussion about option C.
Well, I think the best, I do agree that the best option would be C, where we just take a few from, the top tier and a few from mid tier. I would say probably best option is C. But now, how much would that run us? What would be the cost for that?
See, let me just explain to you the process as well. If you move forward with us in terms of having the articles written and published, the positive side of that is that we are connected with the Wikipedia admin. So whatever content we are building for your references, that goes through your admin as well. So there are no there's no margin of error. Bottom line, that's what I'm trying to explain. That it's not going to be like, oh, we published these articles and then we are taking this to the Wikipedia admin and then they're like, you know what, this content is not admissible. It's not going to be like that. While we're in the content generation process, when we are drafting out your articles, we will be running those drafts through to you and the Wikipedia admin as well. So if there are any changes from the Wikipedia admin side, we will need to consider them as well before we finalize the article.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
So,
fine. That's fine.
yeah. So now let me
Okay,
get you the
so
costing for it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying something?
no. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me just get you the costing. Just stay with me on the line. I just need to do a little calculation here. Thank you very much for being online, John. Are you there?
Yep, still here.
So sorry for the long hold. I was just waiting for my interface to generate results, and I have them here. Okay, so if you look at top-tier platforms, each of them, the cost for each one of those platforms is $1,200 each. If you look at the mid-tier platform, the cost per article is $500 each, which includes the writing, content writing with unlimited revisions, and the publication on the mentioned platforms. Now, let's go option-wise. Option A is 5 top-tier articles, so that will sum up to $6,000. Option B, $500 each for mid-tier article, and we are looking at 10 mid-tier articles. That will cost you for $5,000. Option C, which is a mix and match of top-tier and mid-tier, that will be $3,600 for the 3 top-tier plus $2,000 for the mid-tier, altogether $5,600. So option A, $6,000, option B, $5,000, option C, $5,600.
So option B is the cheaper one, then, it sounds like.
Yes, option B is the cheaper one because you're getting 10 mid-tier articles and the costing is $5,000, yes. But if you look at it comparatively, option A, 5 top-tier articles, $6,000, just $1,000 more, or option C. If you are moving forward with option B, I would recommend you to rather go with option C, which is like $600 more, and you're getting top-tier articles there as well.
Now, does the top-tier... Oh, sorry, hold on. Give me 1 second.
John, I lost you. Hello? Hello, John, are you there? Hello?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm so sorry I lost
Hello?
You. You were saying something.
Oh, good. Yeah, sorry. Apologies. My headset kind of died on me earlier, so
it's okay.
Switch it over. But
mm-hmm.
What would be the major difference between top tier? I know we talked about it last time, but just refresh my memory. How big of a difference would it matter if we get no top tier articles in?
It doesn't really matter because I gave you the ratio for in comparison. You know, when you compare and contrast both, I give you the ratio. So it's like one top tier is equivalent to 2 mid tiers. Mid tier is like an average. Top tier is something excelling above. So I think, I personally feel or recommend that you should at least include 1 or 2 top tier articles. The rest of them can be mid tier. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think my boss might like a few of these top tier ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the difference is only $600. So mm-hmm. Okay, I have the cost. I think. Most likely, but don't quote me on it. Most
mm-hmm.
likely, we'll probably be running with option C.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have to do my due diligence refer this up to my higher ups and
mm-hmm.
see you know whether or not my boss wants to move forward with this route. But okay, so now I know the cost. Now,
mm-hmm.
what would be the content? You had mentioned that there's, you know, content writing and things like that. So
uh-huh.
what would you guys write in terms of the contents of each of these articles?
Okay. See, there is an assessment done on the entire Wikipedia draft, the potential draft, of course, because it hasn't been submitted yet. What we do is that we focus on areas of weakness. In other words, the content that does not have reliable resources to back it up. You know, that will be the red flag for us once we submit it. So what we're trying to do is we are trying to amend or provide a backup for that weak content in order for it to be included and not rejected once your page goes live. So the content will be completely based on that. You will be sent a brief form for the article questionnaire, and we'll be asking you for maximum information in terms of what you feel from your end could be the possible topics or area of, scope for the articles. And once we establish that, we'll run this with the Wikipedia admin and see what their thoughts are. And based on the collaborative input from you and the admin, we will develop the initial drafts of the articles. Of course, there will be revisions which will run across from you to the Wikipedia admin as well. Once we complete the entire process, then we move on to the publication or submission. By the way, just a heads up, John, once we finalize the articles, once you provide a go-ahead for them to be published, there is a certain timeline for the submission pages for the submission of the articles. So, for example, mid-tier takes about a week to be live, and top-tier takes about 15 working days, all right, depending on the slot, because your order gets queued up to these relative or respective platforms. And that is pretty
much obviously this goes without.
I'm sorry.
Right, and obviously this goes without saying that these articles will be permanently on there, and not so much like it'll be on there for about a month and then.
No. These publications will be there for life, and even if we need to take them down, we cannot do that. There's no option to reverse that. In fact, over a period of time, these articles will get mature, and they will be of more use to you 2 years, 5 years down the line as compared to now. So it's building your credibility.
Okay, good. I think, all the answers that you have given are really helpful, and I think, could do us positive here.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have all the information, and one last thing. So if we decide on any of the options, are every single article for each of these platforms going to be the same, or are they going to be? Maybe we'll talk about a different topic on Reader's Digest compared to the LA Tribune.
Yes, their criteria are different. So, of course, the content and the tone of it will be slightly different. It's going to vary from article to article. One more thing, every article is going to need a picture to be published with the content. So you need to shortlist all of those images as well, okay? So you provide like 3 to 4 images per article. It could be anything. I mean, in relevance to your business, maybe a logo or whatever you feel is suitable according to the article. And then the publication will sort that out, shortlist the one that they feel is more relevant while they are publishing the article. Okay?
Okay, great. I like what you're saying, and I think they're all I think a lot of it is positive. I definitely think we do need to get our some of our content up in some of these bigger publications.
Yeah.
So I'm really liking option C.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did touch on the timeline where the top tier might take a week and a half compared to the mid tier where it might take a week. So including those. Including that timeline, how long do you think the overall campaign for this from now until, or not now, but from the day that we move forward with going with one of these options to the time it gets published? How long would you expect it to take or kind of give me a range or an estimate?
Okay. I can guide you with that. And I'm going to be very transparent, okay, John? So I'm not going to give you something that is unrealistic. From the time you place the order for the articles, it will take more or less a month for all these publications to be finalized, the content to be finalized, and for the articles to be up and live, all right? So just keep that in mind, 1 month's time frame at least. And if everything goes well, for example, when I say that everything should go well on track. What I mean is that if there are no major revisions required from any one of the both parties, including you or the Wikipedia admin, if everything goes smooth, then of course we can wrap this up much more faster. The only thing that we cannot expedite or rush is the publication time frame, because that is provided from the vendors like Reader's Digest, LA Tribune. They have a certain time slot that they take to actually put the article live. So we cannot just force their hand. Yeah. Apart from that, the entire procedure from writing, revision, and the submission of the articles, that is controlled by us, so we can expedite that.
Okay, and, you know, aside from the, like you had mentioned, aside from these publications, you know, their set timeline, how fast do you think, you know, if, say, for example, no revisions, we get the publication, you know, we wait for a month, all the publications are in, we get all the articles in, how long from that point to the actual published Wikipedia page, how long do you think that'll take in between?
Okay. Again, I'll give you a submission time frame. For example, today is the day we got all our live links, okay, for the articles. It's going to take about 24 to 48 hours max for us to submit the profile with the backlinking, all the new links to be included. And once we submit that, your profile goes under review. And that is the time when the Wikipedia admin monitors it. Now, since we are following the guidelines and the requirements of the Wikipedia moderator or admin himself, then, of course, I don't think it should take a lot of time. But I cannot commit any deadline or timeline after the submission process.
Okay, so it's kind of up to the discretion of how long the admins work or how fast they work.
Exactly. And most likely, in a lot of cases, for like 80% of the cases, when an admin provides a requirement and we fulfill it, what happens is that the profile goes live very effectively and efficiently. So we can say, again, there's no standard timeline or time frame, even if you Google it.
We're not going to hold you to those timelines. I just want to know.
It could be a week, it could be 2 weeks max, and it could take a month as well. I just want to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I'm positive.
I
reason why,
that.
Because these publications were a requirement from your Wikipedia admin. So if we are fulfilling the requirement, it shouldn't take that long.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, again, like I said before, we're not holding you to these timelines. We just want to know kind of how fast you guys work so that we can also provide what we need and then be able to kind of schedule that in along with what we're doing in our projects. So,
of course.
That's great to know. I definitely think we could do something and move forward. But before doing so, again, I would need to kind of, you know, take it up with my boss and see what he thinks.
Of course, you need to talk to the big boss, and I'm more than okay with that. You have a word with him or her. I'm not sure who your boss is, but I think we're on the same page, right, John? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, I appreciate this call, and I appreciate you giving me a little bit more information about these options. And I think ultimately, even though we do have a PR company, I think this sort of project would be best suited to just kind of stick with you guys. That way you guys know the exact content. We're not having to, you know, waste any more time trying to get the PR company the content that they need to write something out and things like that. So with that being said, I probably, if we move forward, are you guys going to be sending us another work order or purchase order that we will need to sign, or
Yes, if you usually what happens is that if you are paying for any additional services, there's no separate contract drawn out. We usually add that to the previous one and provide that to you, or a paid receipt or an invoice for your record. Anyhow, if you would like us to draft it up in a contract, that can be done too, no problem at all. And John, I'm really looking forward to doing business with you on a longer run. So I feel very much satisfied having this discussion with you.
Likewise. I think we're getting somewhere here, and I do appreciate you calling me today and getting things done. But so if you can, please do draft up another one. That way I can send it to both my boss and then also our accountant. So that they could both have it on record and saying that, look, we did add on the service and we're okay with it and things like that if we do decide to move forward. So if you could draft up a contract and then either send it through Teamwork or send it to my email.
To the portal. I can do that. One
that
more
works.
Thing, John. We're talking about three options here. So would you like me to include all three options in the contract, or how is that going to work?
Just include either B or C. How about this? Just draft it up with the default as C, and then I'll talk to my boss. If we need to change it, then we will amend the contract and then send it back for you guys to take a look at with the option B. And then if you guys are okay with it, then we'll move forward. So for now, just put in option C as a default, and I'll talk to him about it. And if he does want to rather go with option B, then again, like I said, we'll just change it on the contract and then send it back for you to review.
Yeah, but John, a personal recommendation or an advice, I would actually recommend for your boss to go with option C. It's not about the cost, it's just $600 more. But the value addition over there, it's a mix and match. So I feel more confident on option C rather than moving forward with option B. Option A is a straight A, so that is of course there. But again, if you look at it cost effectively, I think option C is the best one. That will work. You know, budget-wise and value-wise. So you need to put in a word with your boss.
Yeah, it's a good in-between.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to know. I mean, again, it might not be option B or C. If the budget makes sense, we might as well just go with option A and just get everything on a top-tier platform. So it really depends. But by default, just put option C on the contract. And if we do change it to either option A or B, I will let you know, and we'll draft another one, and we'll send it over and have you review it.
Perfect. All right, then I'm going to keep all the standard clause in the contract, and I'm going to keep option C as default. I'll send that to you. How soon can you get back to me?
It depends on my boss. He has a pretty hectic schedule, I'm not going to lie, but I think I'm hoping to get it done before Friday, but that might not be possible. So early next week, either Monday or Tuesday, we could probably get that to you. If anything changes, I will definitely message you guys on Teamwork and let you guys know that we'll be postponing the decision. But I don't think we would need to, but we'll keep in touch in the meantime. But I'm hoping if not the end of this week, then the beginning of next week.
Okay. All right, John, all I'm saying is that the sooner the better, because we still have a month's timeline ahead if we are to do this. And just try your best, and you can let me know through the portal whenever you're ready, whatever answer you get from your boss, and then we'll move on accordingly. But in the meanwhile, what I'm going to do is that I'll have the contract compiled, and I will have that sent over to you within 24 hours, okay?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, then. Thank you so much, John, once again. I enjoy speaking with you, and looking forward to having another chat.
Likewise.
All right.
Yep. Likewise.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, it was always a pleasure speaking with you. Yeah,
Thank you. You have yourself a good day ahead. Bye now.
Okay. You too. Bye.